Thank you guys so much. Pastor Mark, if you would come and join me up here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our honor today to have Pastor Mark come and fill the pulpit today to share God's word with us. Having the opportunity to hear him preach in the last service, I know that you are going to be blessed by this today. And so here's what we'll do. I'll ask the Lord to bless our time, and then Pastor Mark, if you don't mind leading us this morning. Yes. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you so much for today. We thank you for the beautiful service that we've had so far, God, that brings you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Lord, I pray for all those around our church right now that are in Sunday school. Lord, I pray that as they dive into your word, they learn more and they learn to trust more deeply. Lord, I pray right now, though, for Pastor Mark. God, I pray that you give him power from on high. God, yes. Give us ears to hear. Give us feet to go, everything that we take in today. Jesus, we love you, and it's in your name that we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Good morning. It is a real privilege to be here this morning. You know, and as I said earlier, you know, it's an honor for Josh to give up his pulpit, you know. I'm from Belize, so Belize people tend to get crazy. You know, but we kind of tone it down a little bit, you know, because we don't want to scare off the members from the church. You know, but I just want to leave a blessing, you know, with you guys. The Bible said when you come and they open up their door and invite you in, it said then you should leave a blessing. And I want to leave a blessing over every home that I've been in, with every people that I've met, you know, even those that are hearing my voice on the airwaves this morning. I just want to bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And let them know that God is good. Amen. You know, and back home we say, when I said God is good, the congregation said all the time. You know, and then I said all the time, and then the congregation, right? So that was a practice. God is good. And all the time. The Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will never change. You know, our features change. You know, I went to the doctor the other day, and he said, Mark, you need to start watching your weight. So I start putting it to the front. You know, so he said, no, not like that. I said, well, I could see it now. You know, but it is an honor and a blessing. You know, this morning I want to talk about prayer, and earlier I spoke from the book of Acts and stuff, but I want to go at it in the book of Genesis this morning. If you have your Bibles, you could go to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. And when you get there, you could say amen so I know that you're there. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree. While he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Man, that just reminds me of Belize, in the heat of the day. And I said, you know what? When I come to America, for the most part, people talk about heat. You know, and I was like, that's nothing. Well, I came down to Mississippi, walking out, giving out flyers in neighborhood, you know. And when the heat came down, I actually sweat. I was like, well, we got a lot in common, you know. But he was hanging out at the entrance of his tent, the Bible said, in the heat of the day. And Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and go on your way. Now that you may come to your servant, that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answer, do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah quickly. He said, get three He want them to get all these fines and flowers and kindle, and they bake them some bread. Then he ran to the herd, selected a choice boys. Man, you know what? You know, sometimes people want to give you not the great thing. They want to keep that to themselves. You know what the Bible says? When you give what is good, you will receive a harvest that you won't be able to handle, but it will overtake you. In other words, you'll have to share again, you know? And so he gave them all these stuff and thing. And I want to pick it up here in verse 10 quickly, because I know we sometimes we press for time, and sometimes I could be long-winded. He said, but then one of them said, where is your wife Sarah? They asked. This is verse 9. Asked him. There in the tent, he said. Then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. Man, some of you might get pregnant today. Watch it. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? And sometimes you might say, you know what, I'm beat up. I'm on my way out. You're never out until God says you're out. Amen. You don't tap out when you want. You know, I sometimes hear preachers saying, you know, they're 50, they're 55, 60, and I'm retiring. I said, brother, you can't retire. You need to be expired. You know, where I'm from, food gets expired all the time, and we still eat it. So you could be. There's no such thing, Billy Graham said, as retiring in the Lord. Every opportunity that we get, we must glorify God. You know, and one of the ways that we could glorify God this morning is through prayer. It is through prayer. The Bible said that we should pray without ceasing. Now, it does not tell you here in this text, but I believe that Abraham and Sarah prayed because they wanted their own child. You know, she had her maiden servant, and we know what happened when Abraham slept with her and bear that child. She said it was okay for it to happen, but she wasn't. Sometimes when your wife tell you, gentlemen, it is okay, it is not. It is not. They're like, well, go ahead, honey. They're not happy. Yeah, you got to read between the lines, right? Abraham was slow reading between the lines. And so I believe they prayed. They wanted their own child. And sometimes when we pray, we get to a stage, to a point that we said, you know what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then Jesus shows up. And he said, you know, and sometimes is that just being nice to people, just showing love. I know sometimes, you know, in your culture, it is not as easy as us, because where I live, I know everybody. I know their mama, I know their granddaddy, I know everything about them, you know? But for you guys, it's harder. People live all over the place. You know, I went to Dallas one time, and I went to a house, and there was a man over there. He was messing with some horse, and so I asked my friend, I said, who's that guy? He said, well, he's my neighbor. I don't really know him. I said, you don't know that guy? And he's right beside you. I went over there. I know about him in 5 minutes more than that guy know about him that lived there 15 years. Listen, I'm a people person. You know, so I like to get, I like to make friends. That's what Jesus did. You know, he went everywhere. You know, and I know some people will say, I'm not into that. And then you just walk away. You know, but you give them the opportunity to have that relationship. We are to always seek to have a relationship with people. Amen? Because God loves when we entertain one another, when we love the brethren. And so they were praying. And sometimes, woman, you're strong, but you like to give up quickly. Never pray and give up quickly. As the song say, you pray and wait. And when you pray, you don't literally sit down and wait. That's not what it means, to pray and sit down and wait. To wait in the Lord, it is to pursue what God wants you to do while you wait for him to deliver what you want. You see, sometimes, well, I've been waiting on the Lord for 10 years. Yeah, but you haven't been serving him for none. How could you wait for something and you're not giving anything? The Bible said the more you give, the more you receive. That's how it works. That's the nature of God. You must give in order to get. You can't want and don't give anything. Right? That's a selfish person. Me, 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 me. Right? The next thing you know, your tongue mini me. You're the last person. Some people miss that. But they got this son, you know, and you might say, you know what, I'm outdated, I'm old. No, you're not. Your mouth could still move. You could still talk. You could still pray. Young people, praying is very essential to the growth of where you need to go. You know, if we don't pray, then we don't really develop faith. You see, because the more we pray, the more we trust God. The more we trust God, the more we develop our faith. And so prayer is very essential to the life of Christians. We have to pray every single moment we have. And so every opportunity that you have to pray, pray. And as they have their son, and the boy grew up in the Lord. And God looked at Abraham and said, listen, I want that boy. I don't want you to only dedicate him to me, but I want you to sacrifice him to me. That's hard. I mean, if the Lord tells me to sacrifice my son, you know, Lord, you sure? I'm going to check if that's the Lord. You know, man, that's my son. But Abraham understands the power of God because he has spent so much time with the Lord. If you check scripture in Genesis, the Bible said when God tells Abraham to get up and leave his home country and go to a distant land, you know, he got up. And he went, but he made a little mistake. He took Lot. You know, he took Lot. Sometimes you don't need nobody. Somebody say, listen, we need to go pray for Sister Martha. And then you say, you're going, Pastor? Pastor doesn't have to come. You go. They asked you. Sometimes if the leader doesn't take position, we the members don't want to do nothing. Well, listen, we are called to preach. You're called to go. You see, we preach the message, we equip you, and then we open the door and we say, go! We've done our part. Amen. You got to go do yearns. You got to go do yearns, you know? And so we need to know that it works both ways. We got to do our job. You got to do your job. Because we can't do everything, you know. And so as Abraham went and Lot went, they have a little skirmish between his herdman and Lot heard man. And the Bible said this, that Abraham had to come to a point that he retracted back where he had the last communion with God, the last part that he had spent some time with God. He had to went back to that place in order to move forward. Sometimes you need to go back where you had a good prayer life, where God was working, and you need to get back to that place that you could move on for the Lord, because sometimes it is just going through the motion. But we really need to hear from God. You need to get back to that place. And Abraham understand when he got back to that place, when God said, Abraham, I want you to put that boy on the altar. And he gathered the boy, and he got the wood, and he got the oil, and he got the match. And they were going up the mountain. But as they were going up the mountain, Isaac keep telling him, Dad, where's the sacrifice? He said, I saw the wood. I know you got the iron. I have the match, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham looked at him very calmly and said, son, God will provide. I want to tell you this morning that God will provide. You've been praying for that loved one, and they have been giving all kinds of problems coming to God, but you don't tell them anything. You just tell God, continue to pray. You have that person that is not feeling well, and you say you're praying for their healing. You know, sometimes God will answer prayer by not healing them, but by calling them home. And sometimes we are selfish. We said, why did you take him home? Why did you take her home? Listen, you don't know what's best. God knows. And so the Bible said that we should put all our cares on God, because he cared for you. He loves you. He cares for you. And as Abraham put the wood, the boy was still worrying about where the sacrifice would have come from. Where will it come? And the Bible said at the nick of time, he had a nice little lamb there, tied on the corner. Nobody, listen, that lamb couldn't get there, but God put it. You might say you can't get somewhere, but if you will only trust God and pray, he will get you there. He will get you through it. Just as he told Moses to put the rod down and part the Red Seas. You know, a Christian life is not easy. It is not when we come to Christ that everything will happen for us. We call it a bed of roses. Huh? Well, a bed of roses sometimes have ants in those roses, and when you lie in them, you might get bite. You see, and so life is not just a bed of roses. It is up, it is down, but in Christ, we should never give up. We should never give up, because God will provide. I want to tell you a story. There was a grandmother. She was up in age. She was about 92, if my mind served me right, because sometimes I lose my mind. But I only lose it for Jesus Christ. And the Bible says she did not have family around, or not the Bible, but the story, sorry. Says she didn't have much family around. In fact, she didn't have no one around. But one thing she had was the Lord. And the Bible said each morning she would come out on the veranda. You know what's a veranda? All right, right where I'm from, we speak kind of that British thing, and so we say veranda, but I mean porch. And so she came out on the porch. You know, and one of the things that she did, she glorified God on that porch. She gave God all the glory. She said, Lord, I don't have much, but I have you. You see, and sometimes when you're at your point of down and out, you need to let people see that you are serving a big God. You need to let them hear you praising that God. You see, because God said, if you are ashamed of me in front of men, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. And so listen, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, because God got your back. And so the lady got up on the porch and she praised God. And as the days went by, she didn't have nothing. But she had a neighbor. And not everybody that lives beside you is your neighbor. The Bible said they are so-called neighbors. A true neighbor is one that looks up. And so today, you are my neighbor because you looked out for me. Although I live in Belize, you are my neighbor. When we pray for a country, they become our neighbor because we did good to them. And so the story said he wasn't a Christian. In fact, he didn't believe in no God. How could you not believe in no God? He was an atheist, the story said. He didn't believe in no God. But he took notice of this old lady coming out every morning and praising God. And he heard her one morning said, "Lord, everything is gone." Well, he decided to went to Costco, full up a box. He went to Walmart, Home Depot. She didn't even need some of these stuff. He even went to Baby Gap, buy all kinds of stuff. And then he came and he put it on the porch, knocked the door and run behind some bushes. And the lady came out and she saw all these things and she said, "Thank you, Jesus." And up comes the guy from behind the bushes. He said, "You know there is no God." He said, "God didn't bring it for you. God didn't even buy it for you." He said, "I did." And the old woman mustered up all the strength and she built up that ear in her lungs and she shouted, "Thank you, Jesus. You make the devil come bring it for me." I want to tell you this morning that the power of prayer could even move the devil. You see, because when God can't find nobody for bring it for you, the devil have to answer to God. And if God have to use the devil to come bring it, he has to bring it, because the Bible said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's not only Lord, he's Lord forever and ever. And listen, I don't know if you understand ever. I could be here ever saying ever and ever. So you might say, "You know what? I haven't seen God for a while. I've been praying, but he hasn't shown up." Don't stop. Don't stop. Because at the hour that you don't even expect, he will show up. But the Bible said that as servant, we have to be faithful. We have to show up for God, because the Bible said he will never leave you, nor he will never forsake you. He understands your trouble. He knows your pain, but God wants you to confess it to him. And when you confess it, he will show up. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're struggling or what you're praying for. But if you need prayer, you could come. If you need prayer, you could just slide up your hand. It doesn't even have to be for you. You see, because one thing the body of Christ does not do is judge. You know, they say, "Well, Sister Martha put up her hand." Yeah, but she's now even put up her hand for herself. She's putting it up for somebody else. The Bible says we need to learn to stand in the gap for other people. And so as I pray, Pastor Josh will come. And he will be able to give you that exhortation to come. Amen? Father, I thank you and I bless you in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you for every person here listening, oh God, that somebody will be able to be touched and be able to be moved and to be able to trust your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Church family, if you would stand with me for our invitation time.